Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. I've heard it said, spring is short in Louisiana, with weather rapidly transitioning from winter to summer. But if you look for and are aware of the signs, spring actually begins to show up in February in Louisiana, especially in the southern part of the state. Spring lingers throughout late April and even into May, so we actually have about 8 weeks of spring weather, which is not so bad when you think about it. Whichever way you look at it, however, May is the first month of summer in Louisiana. We may see a few more nighttime lows in the 50s and 60s in early May, but it won't make that much of a difference. Summer temperatures with nighttime temperatures in the 70s and days in the 90s will begin to dominate our weather as we move forward this month. In May, then, we begin to switch from spring gardening activities to summer gardening activities. Spring flowering bulbs are reaching the end of their growing season. For those bulbs that will bloom again for us next year, you can begin to cut back the foliage now that it's turning yellow and brown. If you decide to leave the bulbs in the ground for next year, there's no need to lift and store these bulbs out of the ground. Just be sure you don't dig in this area as so that you won't damage these bulbs over the summer gardening months. Continue to plant warm season bedding plants, whether they're in empty beds now or you're simply removing cool season bedding plants like pansies. A few good choices to include are Angelonia, Begonias, Melopodium, Narrow Leaf Zinnias, Pentas, Blue Days, Ornamental Sweet Potatoes, Coleus, and Terrinia, just to name a few. Tropical plants love the heat and humidity of southeast Louisiana summers. They may not look their best in cold weather, but you cannot beat their performance in summer. From May to November, they provide colorful flowers, fragrances, and bold foliage to our landscapes no matter how hot it gets. Since they thrive in high temperatures, this is an excellent time to plant tropicals into your landscape. Tropicals that can be planted now, palms, gingers, elephant ears, philodendrons, hibiscus, cannas, and there's many others in the local nurseries that you can pick up. Tropicals planted in early summer have the entire growing season to grow and settle in. This makes them better able to endure and survive the cold of winter, so there are good reasons to plant tropicals early in the summer rather than later in the summer. Like tropical plants, lawn grasses love the heat and grow enthusiastically through the summer. This is a great time of year to lay sod to establish a new lawn or to repair areas where the grass has been lost. Mulching beds of flowers, shrubs, and vegetables is our best defense against summer weeds. Make sure your beds have at least 1 inch of mulch around all the small plants, 2 inches around larger plants or shrubs, and up to 4 inches around larger trees. Hotter days makes transplanting far more risky. Small plants and tropicals can generally be carefully moved during the summer, but most trees and shrubs should not be dug up and moved until the weather begins to cool down sometime after November. The intense heat of summer makes it a very stressful time to plant hardy trees and shrubs and ground covers. The best time to plant these is in the cool season, typically October through March. You may continue to plant them through the summer as long as they grow in containers, but this is not the ideal time. And do pay careful attention to proper watering. Do not leave fading beds of cool season bedding plants in place too long before you replace them with summer bedding plants. Well before the very last flower dies away, the beds will appear tired, less attractive, and no longer fulfill the role of providing a beautiful accent to your landscape. Use your best judgment, but when your cool season plants are obviously declining, it's time to move on and get the warm season plants in their place. Don't forget to take higher temperatures into account. Working outside in especially hot weather places an extra stress on our bodies. Be sure to drink plenty of water before, during, and after working in the garden, and take frequent breaks as well as using sunscreen. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.